1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker are making their final pushes ahead of a Senate runoff in Georgia on Tuesday. Warnock spoke to supporters at a church in Gainesville.
I came to convince you to understand how urgent it is for you to convince five more of your friends to vote, and your family members to vote, and your co-workers to vote, and your church members to vote.
Walker took aim at the Democrats' campaign coffer while rallying voters in Loganville.
Do y'all know Raphael Warnock has spent over $100 million against me already? And we're in a tie. That means he don't know how to spend his money, so why is he spending your money?
Again, voters hit the polls there on Tuesday. In Washington, the January 6th committee is wrapping up its work.
The American public will see a full report.
California Representative Pete Aguilar on CBS's Face the Nation.
Members are working each and every day, editing and looking at the documents that we will be putting out in accordance with House rules. We are preserving the important documents, and we're going to be transparent about this process.
Aguilar responding after the House's top Republican, Kevin McCarthy, said the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol should turn over all documents. McCarthy is expected to disband the committee when Republicans take control of the House in January. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
In just a few hours, a curfew takes effect in Moore County, North Carolina, where authorities say someone vandalized several power substations. Sheriff Ronnie Fields.
Just an amazement to the power company, but what it's done to the citizens here, and what the citizens of Moore County, what we're losing, what they're losing, and all the businesses, all the, we're just getting over COVID, and now this.
So far, he says they don't have any suspects. A bittersweet day in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which held its Christmas parade today, 1 year after a man plowed into a crowd and killed six people. That driver's now in prison, facing multiple life sentences. But today, spectators lined the streets and cheered again as marchers, dancers, and floats paraded by. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson was back on the field today after serving an 11-game suspension for sexual misconduct allegations. And this was his welcome. Despite all the boos, Cleveland beat the Houston Texans 27-14. And it's been a tough day here at CBS News. A member of our radio family, Diane James, has died after battling cancer. Her sister confirmed the news to us this morning. Diane served our newsroom in many capacities and was honored many times for her work during her long tenure here. She was 68 years old. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Did you know there's a conservative advocacy and benefits organization with over 2 million members and counting? It's AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Hi, this is Mary Walter. Here are three reasons why you should consider joining AMAC right now. First, AMAC saves you money from discounts on travel and lodging, cell phones and plans, access to insurance products and more. Joining AMAC is a powerful tool against inflation. Second, with a bi-monthly magazine, daily website content, podcasts with America's thought leaders, and an app that delivers insightful coverage of the issues that matter most, AMAC is a trusted source of information. And third, the reason that people say is their favorite, is that AMAC fights for your conservative values on Capitol Hill. With more than 2 million members, AMAC is a voice that cannot be ignored, working tirelessly to preserve the freedom secured by our Constitution. Go to amac.us/liberty and join today. That's amac.us/liberty. amac.us/liberty.
WFHR Weather is sponsored by Hartle Monuments, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. The monument you create will be remembered by family and friends for years to come. Hartle Monuments will make it special. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 20 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 35, overcast skies, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows of aloft around 13. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Forgiveness. sexy.
Break out the flannel, everyone. That was Paul Westerberg with Dyslexic Heart. Bless his indie heart. And before that, we had the former drummer of the Eagles, Mr. Don Henley, with The Heart of the Matter. So I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show how much I enjoy Neil Young as a songwriter. Well, guess what? We're going to play another one of his songs right now. But again, I'd rather not listen to Neil Young sing, so instead I picked a wonderful contemporary soul singer. Man, what a voice he's got. Here's Charles Bradley with Heart of Gold.
A heart of gold. In this expression I never give. It keep me searching for heart of gold. And I'm getting old. It keep me searching for heart of gold. For a heart of gold. I've been in my mind. It's such a fine line. It keeps me searching for heart of gold. And I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for heart of gold. And I'm getting old. Thank you.
always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know.
That was Dua Lipa again with her track Break My Heart. Man, that's cooking. And on that note, we are going to take a break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we'll play a song from a... Well, look, I'm not even going to try to tease you with this one, all right? His initials are BS, and I don't mean blue spandex. But stay tuned anyway. We'll be right back here on WFHR.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Tomorrow. wish of the past. So change how you feel. Oh, but I ask you forgive if you will. These lonely hours are so hard to bear. I don't deny that I was unfair. You paid enough to be gay.
And that was Chuck Berry with an early track of his, Drifting Heart. And if your heart isn't drifting, it may be hungry. And that's what the boss says. So we should probably listen. He is, after all, well, the boss. Next, we're going to turn to one of the great American comeback stories from the 1980s that was tragically cut short. Back in 1988, Roy Orbison released an album called Mystery Girl, and it became a huge hit for him, the first one he'd had in a very long time. After that, he did the concert film Black and White Night with a bunch of people he influenced, big stars. And unfortunately, he died not long after that. But hey, we still have the music. Here is the man himself, Roy Orbison, with Careless Heart.
Didn't care enough. I lost your precious love. You'd be and cattails, away from the wenders. At the end of the day, watch the man from the landing with his tall hats and coattails. She'd never look different, but something would change. A mind with a heart of its own. A mind with a heart of its own. Yeah, a mind with a heart of its own. Business, he raised them from babies all by himself. But his teenage accountant had become surrounded. He drank up the party and everyone left. A mind with a heart of its own. A mind with a heart of its own.
Seem like
That was Sade with Clean Heart. And before that, we played Roy Orbison's Traveling Wilbury bandmate, Tom Petty, with A Mind with a Heart of Its Own. We have one more set coming up here, ladies and gentlemen, after this break. When we come back, the band that launched the grunge craze in the early 1990s. This was from their follow-up album, and man, was it just as good. Stay tuned, everyone, here to WFHR.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
wish I could eat your cancer when you turn. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away, I'm away, I'm away.
That was The King from his big comeback album from Elvis in Memphis. That was I'll Hold You in My Heart Till I Can Hold You in My Arms. That was a country classic. First a big hit for Eddie Arnold way back in 1947, but it's become a standard since then. And before that, we opened this final set with Nirvana from their album In Utero. That was Heart Shaped Box. Next up, we have a song from the boys from Las Vegas from their 2012 album Battleborn. Here's a pretty little tune called Heart of a Girl. Here's The Killers.
Looking out my window, an angel in robes appeared and nearly pulled me apart. A million miles of freedom, a million miles of road, but I still don't know where to start. She wrote her number down and she gave it to me. They had to scrape me off the floor in this transient town. Waiters and dealers trying to get their foot in the door. That night I called her and she said, Daddy, 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 all my life I've been trying to find my place in the world. And I said to her, Baby, 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 I got all night to listen to the heart of.
Something that was long ago.
And that's going to do it for us today at Seth Faces the Music. Thanks, everyone, so much for tuning in. I love each and every one of you. Don't forget to check us out again next week, same time, same station, for another theme and a lot more great music. We're going to go out today with Feist and a track from her record, The Reminder. Here's How My Heart Behaves. Bye-bye.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.